Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil, of course. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. On course, of course.
What?
I said on course.
On course, of course. Yes,
of course.
We are on course this morning. Actually, we're on time.
Yeah.
On course. What were you going to say?
Discourse? Can you imagine that? When you say, of course, right? One more F puts it off.
Of course.
We wouldn't want that. F is the sixth letter of the alphabet. That's your third eye. Six, six, six.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm preparing for our journey today into the astral plane.
I guess so, yes. And we are going to be journeying into the astral plane. But first, I want to let our callers know that we will be getting to them shortly. We do talk for about 15 to 20 minutes. Hopefully, you'll learn something. So definitely hang out in the queue, and we will be getting to your calls at that point. If you'd like to speak with us, please press 1. We've got several callers, 412-864, private caller, and 908. All of you, please raise your hand if you'd like to speak with us. I am going to take your call anyway. 412 does not have their hand raised, so please do raise your hand. You've been waiting for a while. We want to make sure we get – there we go. And our private caller does not have their hand raised. Maybe they're just listening. Ways to stay connected to our show, which we want to share with you. Following us on Blog Talk Radio is great. We like followers. We depend on your support to broadcast the show. So please do follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on our social network sites, Facebook and Twitter. Those are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. And I think now they used to be links, but they're just little icons. You can click on them and connect with us there. And Neil's direct number, 562-596-7818. But we are talking about astral journeys, which is something we've discussed many times. But again, you know, because we have such a short time on each show to actually discuss these topics, there's always something fresh we can offer you. So, Neil,
yeah,
hit it.
You know, I like talking about the astral plane because I love traveling there. It's really wild to travel there. Most of us travel there in
it's
our
the
dreams.
Only place we're traveling lately, I guess. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, it's only astral travel that we're doing.
You know, and we'll there'll probably come future, a day but when they'll charge you off the
right.
You have to pay.
There'll be different modes of transit.
You know, our passport through the astral realm is actually our silver cord. It connects our sleeping bodies to our spirit bodies. And we do travel there. I mean, we can have mental dreams, right? We just have a kind of a psychological dream.
Oh, you mean a dream when you're sleeping?
Brain.
Sure.
But when you leave your body and you go floating, you go flying, when you feel like you're in a different realm, you can bet your bottom dollar that you're in the astral plane. And the astral plane, it's sort of a, there's different spheres. It can be high, low spheres. The higher spheres, of course, are going to have more of your higher energies because there's attendant spirit energies at each layer. So the more you go upward into the astral realm, the more you're going to encounter higher attendant spirits like angels and things like that. Really high. Sometimes angels will slip down to the lower planes and even on the earth plane and visit, but their main abode, if you can call it that, is in the higher realm.
But there are other guides that you can encounter in the astral realm that are not from angelic content.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. A lot of the guides on the lower planes that are people that have left the earth. They're human beings. They have left the earth. And they're in the spirit form now.
And they're not coming back. They're guides. They're acting as guides in the astral realm.
They were very excellent guided human beings. They guided human beings in their physical body. They did such a wonderful job that they transcended the planet. And now they're more or less attendant spirits on the astral plane in waiting to encounter the astral bodies of people having dreams and traveling up there and giving them information. You know, they actually can see a human soul, and they can see the cord attached to the sleeping body in bed, and they get an instant readout about the whole person's life, their karma, what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to transcend, what their wrongs are in the past lives. They get a whole readout.
Does that silver cord contain content more than just being a lifeline, essentially, to the body?
Sure.
So it's like almost like the umbilical cord with all the DNA.
Like
and
the spinal cord.
Or the it's more
the
like
fluid
the spinal
in the
cord.
Spinal cord. You get information. You know, we tap the spinal cord, spinal tap, and we get information. You tap the silver cord, that's rushing with information. Because the information, it feeds the astral body. The astral body hasn't escaped the physical body yet. You know, there's no death that's occurred. So the astral body, when it's out, it's holding the information from the mothership, from the body on the earth. And so all of that energy is in there. But guess what? It also has, the astral body has the information of all the journeys that astral body has taken in the many different physical forms that it has had on the earth. And when you get into the first layer of the astral realm and you do encounter the more legitimate spirit guides, a lot of them were people who in the body were beautiful human beings, and now they're transcended the planet, and they kind of roam around on the lower astral realm, and they encounter human beings having astral journeys and talk to them and counsel them. It's like a free-for-all counsel, but they get a great enjoyment out of this because their attachments to the earth are still fresh. And now they've graduated to a place, just think about it, they don't have to worry about jobs, eating, sleeping, none of that. There's no survival mode going on. There's nothing connected to the body anymore. They're a celestial being with celestial consciousness, and they're existing in such a blissful state, even though it's a lower state in terms of astral travel to the highest realms. Talking to them is like they get share enjoyment out of it, and they're constantly buzzing with energy, these energies. They're like glowing forms, and they do help. Now, the other thing, you know, and real quickly, I know you have a comment you want to make.
I do. I just want to, before you move on, I just want to say on a side note, those energies that were formerly humans, they can move up in the astral realm in terms of the tiers. So they're not going to always be on maybe that lower level.
Oh,
they're going to continue their spiritual evolution in the astral plane.
Oh, God, it's so fantastic because when you are on the lower astral realm and you look, you can actually, in that third eye energy, because you're basically just a third eye energy at that point, you can look upward and see the hierarchy of levels of energy all the way to where you can see angels and but to go to that higher realm is like looking at the White House and not being able to go in it.
So it's a process. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead with your point, Neil.
Well, the other thing that's interesting about the lower astral realm is that at times I've witnessed the mental and body emanations of from the minds and bodies of children that have died. So children and that have died early in life, their energy forms are wandering on that plane too. That's where you get a lot of these playful children and poltergeists. A lot of the spirits of the little children that have died that haven't transcended, you see a lot of them wandering around in that plane.
So these are spirits that will come back into the human form,
They probably will. There is a certain karmic element. Remember, if the little child is going to come back, they have to have a parent. they have to have parents. You know, they just don't appear. Those are more like elves and things like that that appear.
Oh, okay.
Some of those more kind of mystical, whimsical forms that appear that are on the astral realm too. They aren't really a bodily content.
Mm-hmm.
They exist from a netherworld of different elements. So we're talking about energies that are not made up of bones, skin, things like that. So those energies are around there too, and they're kind of flying around. It's like going to the planet Earth, and as you're going down for the first time on the planet Earth, there just aren't people. There's going to be insects, which are really weird looking. There's going to be mammals, reptiles, fishes, birds, and they all occupy life. Well, on the astral realm, you have all these different varieties of energy, and not all of them come from the human origin. And so there's different elements going on in there. And a lot of times I've witnessed little children, they gather around you. It's really weird that they're a strange energy because it's almost when I go on to the astral realm and I see these little kids, it's almost like a soldier going into the third world and all the kids run around the soldier to get candy. And, you know, that's how it more or less was in World War II. The American soldiers come, all these kids would gather around them and get candy and treats and things. It was a big thing. Well, these little kids, they're so excited by the presence of a human being that has a higher, well, not that I have a higher consciousness, but when I go to the astral realm, I'm very aware.
Well, have a higher consciousness because unlike most people, you're able to connect and communicate with higher beings. So that is
trying to keep my ego out of this. What I'm saying is that the higher consciousness equates to the fact that I'm just in tune with consciously being on the astral realm. And you know, the other thing that's interesting is that when you meet a guide, when you're having a dream, and someone that you quite don't know, there's talking to you like you're talking to somebody and they're giving you information, you're actually in your dream speaking to a guide. You may be speaking to your own guide. You may be speaking to the AAA guide that just runs around helping people. And,
so often the guides in our dreams will be people will appear as people that we don't recognize.
Yeah. They're drawn that way. Their energies
sometimes
are drawn
foreign
that
people
way.
From foreign countries. You'd be in a foreign country, mm-hmm. which will be a different type of guide, maybe than someone from a different country. I mean, they appear in these ways that are.
How many of us have been in foreign countries and we're looking at a map and we look lost and someone comes up from that country and says, "Do you need help? I speak English, you know, whatever. Do you need help? What do you need?" There are nice people on the planet, and there are nice spirits.
Right.
But just like the planet. The lower realms are populated with all kinds of matter and all kinds of wave motions and energy forms. And so they're not all pleasant, unfortunately.
You know, what I think is also interesting is that you can connect with someone's astral body that you currently are connected with on the planet.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
When you have a dream and somebody that you know is in the dream, and you're deciphering, well, this isn't a psychological dream. I'm flying, I'm floating, something's happening. There's things in the dream that are suggesting I'm on the astral plane. And here you're having a dream with somebody else in it that you know. Now, you may be actually encountering their astral body. They may not remember that dream. You may. Sometimes two people have the
same dream
and it's weird. But also, listen to this. You can encounter a spirit who can look at you and see who your friends and relatives and loved ones are and morph into that individual and kind of role play. Maybe help you along, say things. A spirit form can actually look at you and say, "Oh, I see your mother. I see your father. I see your brother. I see your husband, your wife. I'm going to be
Nancy
that.
From Rock Room."
Well, I've seen her up there too. She wasn't holding that ring. That ring is actually a chakra that fell out of her stomach. But they will become that person and help you out, talk, role play, whatever. But then you can get these naughty spirits who can have the same abilities, and they will tell you things that aren't true. Oh, he's cheating on you. And he really isn't. And you wake up, you go, oh my God, I had a dream that you were cheating on me. Now, a therapist is going to go, you don't trust the person, that, you know, all that kind of stuff. But in the astral realm, you can have deceptive spirits that will give you misinformation.
Right. And that's why it's important to be careful when you're seeking psychic advice, because people have abilities to connect with the astral realm, spirits on the astral realm, but not always the discernment to know who they're talking to. So you can get misleading information from people that aren't totally...
You have to know how to analyze and measure the degree of soul essence. And so a good interpreter is going to be able to hopefully define for you if you were talking to a true spirit, a false spirit, a human being that has crossed over. There's so many different attitudes out there, but it's very exciting. And, when I help people to go over there, really, you don't need to help people. We have a natural capability of going there. But there is a conscious effort that one can make and go there at will.
Right, and protect themselves against any negative energy that they might encounter, because it can be like a big city. There can be many elements that you need to protect yourself against.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we need to take calls. You know, we've got lots of people in the queue. Let's take 631 first. Good morning, 631.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, who's this?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, who's this, please? And just if you could speak right into your receiver.
Sure, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Sandra. And what's
How's
your birthday,
it going?
Please? It's going
my
well, thank you.
Good, thank you. My birthday is March 2nd, 1969.
1969, we hope it's going well for you also. What's going on today?
Well, I'm curious if you could connect with my grandfather.
Okay. Do you
connect
want a birth
with
date?
The grandfather?
Do you want a birth date or no?
I mean, you can do the
What's
birth
the birth date for your grandfather, Sandra?
It was May 22nd, 1903.
Okay. 1924. Wow, yeah, same as his birthday, too.
Yeah. Your grandma. You know, Sandra, I don't know. Let's see. Whether I'm accurate or not at the beginning, let's not worry about that. I just want to kind of figure out some things. Sometimes when I say something and it doesn't seem accurate, I take that energy and I'm trying to figure out what path the spirit may be leading me on. But was there any in your family background, was there anywhere going backward in time where someone had a farm or where they had rural kind of experiences?
Well, yes, I would say that would be true. The area that they lived in was probably quite rural. I don't know about farming so much.
Well, did anyone ever have anything like a duck, a horse, a pig, a pet?
They probably did. They probably relied on like goats or
your grandfather.
I think they were more into marine stuff, especially the area that they were in.
That's okay.
But
that's
no
okay.
doubt that they probably had a goat. Because I know my mother had a goat, so I can't imagine my grandfather that they didn't have that kind of livestock.
Yeah.
Your mother had a goat, Sandra?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, for sure. Okay, so I'm connecting to your grandfather, because in the attitude of channeling spirits, especially on a radio show with 5 minutes per person, you got to be on your toes here and think quick. But the attitude here is that I'm connecting to him. You guys got to trust me, because I can feel the connection and what he's telling me. He is talking about someone with a wound that festered into so like a wound that got out of hand and it got infected.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
It could be him.
Did he have a wound of some kind that you know about when you say it could be him?
Well, you know, I don't know because he died in a camp. So I'm kind of trying to see if I could find out a little bit more about that.
Are you saying, do you mean he died in a concentration camp?
Correct.
Ah, okay, that's it.
Yeah, and I actually just found the records, which was so shocking to me.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I knew he was taken, but I never knew that he had a prisoner number, or so I just literally found that yesterday, and it's...
Yeah, the tattoo and everything. So indeed,
I'm sure.
I'm connecting to him because he was giving me the idea of a wound that never healed, and the wound... You see, a wound that never healed, you think to yourself, wait a minute now, if he's living in a civilized area and he has a wound, why wouldn't he heal it? So obviously his wound resulted from something where he didn't have access to a proper doctoring. So he's telling me that he died of wounds. And and I'll tell you something else that's interesting. The wound took on the shape and form of it was almost like a blurry tattoo. A lot of the Jews who were tattooed with numbers, when you look at the numbers as they age, that the numbers are not as clear.
Tattoo degrades over time.
And
right.
It just didn't, you know. So yeah, I'm getting that sense of energy. Did anyone go into any form of Judaism professionally in your family? Did anyone seek?
Actually, we're not Jewish.
You're not Jewish?
We're you know, Eastern Europe, but, you know, obviously.
He's Eastern European.
Well, okay, that doesn't matter. I'm assuming Jew just because of the
concentration camp.
Right, exactly. God, there were Gypsies, Armenians, everybody was in there. So that's just my human error. That's not coming from them.
No, that's fine.
Out of my language. But did anyone, then for that matter, did anyone go into any form of religious vocation?
No.
Well, then what's happening, Sandra, is he's telling me something about a religious vocation. Now, I don't know how that's formulating yet. In the direct conversation he's having with me, but there's something to do with religious formation. I wish I had more time with you because we probably could thereby figure it out. Are you married?
No, not yet.
You're not married yet? Have you ever been married?
No.
So there's nothing. Do you have a brother?
Yes, I have siblings, sure.
You have a brother? Okay. Well, it's not
sure.
I don't
have a brother.
Is your brother married?
Yes, and has children.
Now, is there anybody on his spouse's side that became religious?
No.
Nothing in the background. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure yet, Sandra, here's what I've got so far in your reading. I think I've attached to your grandfather.
Yeah.
The message I'm getting, well, one, I think he alluded to a wound and that eventually he died from that wound. I don't know if he was ultimately gassed or did he actually die in the camp?
Yeah, we know that he died in the camp. We heard back that he died of probably starvation. You know, he was in a very tough, he was in one of the worst camps. You know, they just slave labored pretty much and they didn't let them go in this camp for some reason. So whether I don't know. I can't tell you.
Well,
I know he didn't have any criminal background, but I just think that, you know, they did as they pleased and, you know.
Well, it might have been starvation. I think he succumbed also to a wound and that could have aggravated things. But there's something.
We were just told by somebody else that apparently survived that he, you know, had massive weakness. So I'm assuming, you know, they didn't go into any details. Now, I don't know if that person's still alive or not, but.
Well, Sandra, here's what we got. I think I've made a connection. I think that we're getting
parts. Which is fantastic.
I think we're getting parts of information. because of the limitations of our radio show, I can't go further into detail. I'm intrigued by it.
Yeah, it definitely is intriguing.
But so we've made at least an initial connection.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Okay, thank you, Sandra.
I'm just glad that he's around. Thank you so much.
And for further conversation, 562-596-7818. Okay, moving along. 412 is our next.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Keisha.
Who?
What? I'm sorry. Hard to hear you.
Hi, my name's Keisha.
Oh, Keisha, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm
What's
good.
Your birth date again, Keisha? It's been a while. K-I-S-H-A.
It is 2379.
2379.
Mm-hmm.
515. What's going on? 314.
Kind of weird. I actually just found out that my brother's ex-wife had killed herself. That was like crazy.
Oh my gosh.
She was like one of the sweetest people in the world. And
I'm
I
really
was just wondering.
That.
Yeah. I was too. I was just wondering, like, what would cause somebody, like, what would cause her to do that?
Well,
I think her birthday was August 3rd. I'm not sure which year.
Okay, August 3rd. Well, that's an 11. That's
yeah, 11. The number 11 always has a controversy around it. In my estimation, that's my interpretation of 11. I know people say 11s are sacred numbers. I don't happen to agree with that. but Keisha,
well, that's probably the strongest statement you made on the radio about 11. But anyway,
I mean, I think there's something sacred about 11. So I think there is a certain element, but mm-hmm. I have a different slant on the number 11 in terms of the negative part of the energy of that number. Okay, so let's get off that topic. Keisha, usually when people commit suicide, it's for two reasons. Well, a couple of reasons. It could be health, depression. Depression's a big one. And when we talk about depression, that covers so many different subtopics. And or they've been gilded. They've been jilted.
Gilded and gold.
Yeah. They've been rejected by a lover, or they're being abused by their classmates or something. You know, suicide in its nightmarish definition takes a certain amount of courage to actually kill yourself. I think it takes courage. Mm-hmm. I think it's a cowardly mm-hmm. way to deal with the attitude of life, but it does take a certain amount of courage
to do it. Yeah, I think so.
That's what I think. I think some of that is going on. Keisha, was there any money problem in that part of the family?
No, I could tell you this. This girl, she was like in the service. Her ranks were so high. She had money. She had just got a publishing company. She traveled the world. Every time you seen her, she was like on a Caribbean island having fun. I just would never see her doing that.
Well, I don't know. There's something for her to kill herself. There's something, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to be able to tell you on the radio. I don't know. I can't say it on the radio exactly what I'm. It would probably take a deeper journey and to get in there, and it would take more time for me to really give you a legitimate.
We have a little. We can take a little bit more time because as we were with the other callers, several callers dropped. A lot of people probably aren't on a schedule, so a couple more minutes. Let me just let callers know what the order is. 864 is next, then 918, and then 407. So that's the order currently. We can spend a couple more minutes with Keisha. You know, if you'd like to explore this, is that.
Well,
something you want to do?
Is that what you want to do, Keisha, for your question?
Yeah, because I just thought she had the perfect life. She was always happy, smiling, always gave you positivity. I would never see that negativity. surround. I don't know.
Did she kill herself by a weapon? Did she use a gun or a rope or anything?
No one ever said, and I actually didn't want to call and ask her family how she did it because it just seems that her mom probably. She had just took her mom to Hawaii for her birthday.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, this was a good lady.
This was a good lady. Married?
She wasn't married. She was married to my brother. I think my brother, like, kind of dogged her out, but that was, like, years ago. I honestly.
It was your brother's ex-wife, but I think Neil's asking, did she remarry? Was she in a relationship following?
Well, I think she had, like, a new boyfriend or something, and I don't know. I don't know how that went.
You know, the internal, you know, what's going on in the eternal mind, Keisha, you can highly accomplish people, and people who seem to have it together inside there's something can still be broken. You know, they were just talking about we have an olive tree, and the guy who deals with trees is saying you can have a very healthy looking tree, and in a storm the root system can be so fragile that in a storm it can just fall over. That's why you see a lot of trees fall over that look very healthy, and you would never suspect that internally there was something wrong with the tree. It doesn't always indicate that there's something weak going on. There was something in her root system, in her lower chakra system, that could not sustain the blossom, the energy of her life. Something was compromised in that root system, probably something she was carrying for a long time that finally festered into a total shutdown, a total breakdown. And who knows, she might have heard something health-wise. There might have been something that she was carrying that corrupted her inner core as opposed to something that she was carrying for a long time. What happens with suicides is because I have two suicides in my own family, and both were very close to me, a grandfather and an uncle, and both died violently by suicide. So in that respect, I'm familiar with the storyline there, as well as having a degree in psychology and talking to people who have supposedly crossed over, that have committed suicide. A lot of suicide spirits come to me. I don't know if I'm connecting to this individual, but I can tell you that through my experience, a lot of them wander. And they kind of wander in the energy field until their normal physical life would have been
expired.
Over. Mm-hmm. And so
wow.
I think that she might be wandering, and to connect to her, sometimes they come immediately, but don't, you know, always trust the psychic when they think they're immediately connecting. I don't connect with spirit and assume that I do. I wait until I really hear it. And if I don't hear it, and in this case, one that's actually crossed over, it's not to say that I wouldn't be able to locate somewhere the essence of this person, but immediately coming to me, not at this point. I want to do ask you something. Anybody in the family with the ability to, like an eye doctor or somebody who has either an eye doctor or someone with a severe eye problem or anything in optometry?
No.
Well, the only thing that I would, if I had more time, I would investigate what I'm getting in terms of this optometry or eye problem, because that might, I want you to think about that, Keisha, because that might lead to some of the conversation with this person, because I'm getting a signal about eyes, eye problem. And a lot of times when I'm talking to people, it dawns on them later what I'm referring to. But I want you to think about that. And in case in the next few days someone mentions an eye problem or an eye doctor, take note that I was probably touching on something that was about to occur as opposed to something that's already occurred. But look at that avenue first. And then if you mind, call back on the show or give me a private call.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Keisha, and call us. Let us know if that comes up or something in your memory is jogged, okay?
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 864-918-407 and 602. We have 25 minutes, Neil. So let's get everyone in here. Good morning. 864,
hello?
Are you there? Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hi, could you speak up? Hello.
Hi, am I getting through? Is it me?
It's you. What's your name?
My name is Christy, and I'm actually living in South Carolina.
Okay, is it Christy with a C?
South
with
Carolina.
A K?
With a K. Oh, like my name, K. Kristen and Christy. K-R-I-S-T-Y?
Yes. K-R-I-S-T-I-E.
I-E.
Kind of like Chris
Stark. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, it's like, okay. Actually, it's like the same value as my name because they're E and N. It's interchangeable. Okay. And what is your birth date, Christy?
It's 4/19/78.
1978. Okay. 9, 10, 11, 14, 24. She's a 40 equals 4. Is that
no,
right? What did I do wrong? 4. Really? 4, 5, 14, 24. 24 and 16. Did I add something wrong?
What's her
4/19/79.
Well, 79?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she said 78.
Yeah, she's a 40 equals 4.
Okay.
Okay, Christy, what's your question?
It was 78.
Oh, it was 78.
Yeah, so I'm right.
So you're right. I misheard. I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got it together here, Christy. What's your question?
I don't know how to phrase this without sounding crazy, but I've been feeling that something's trying to connect with me spiritually. I've had a lot of different instances happening lately with seeing and hearing and even feeling things. And it's not just been just me. It's been my husband and my child has also seen and heard these things.
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
Trying to see.
Go ahead.
I'm just trying to see what that could be that's trying to connect with me. I've got both set of grandparents that have passed. I was generally closer to one more than the other because I came later on in life and they had already expired. So I'm just seeing exactly what this could be.
So it's like disturbances in your home.
Yes. We've caught, I don't know if it's okay to say, but we've had paranormal people come out and they've caught EVPs. I've caught pictures with spirits looking at me, like in the picture with me. And I'm just really kind of concerned as to what this could be. And my little boy's been mentioning a lot about seeing and hearing things that are correlative to what we've seen and heard on the pictures and the EVPs.
Okay.
Well, you know, you can always send us pictures for us to look at.
That, yeah,
things.
I was going to suggest
and
that.
And is this mostly happening in your home?
It's happened at my house and at my mom's house, which was my grandfather's house.
Uh-huh. Did anybody in the family die when they were young child? Any children die?
That we know of. Now, that's interesting you say that because we've got a little boy spirit in a recent picture that was just taken a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
You can, if you email me here on Blog Talk Radio, I'll give you my email and we will take a look at the pictures. But go ahead, Neil. So
yeah,
do that, definitely.
One of the spirits in your home is a child and you do have spirit activity. And
Wow. Usually
Chris and I go out on many house calls with spirit, people who have reported spirit activity in their home. I would say 40 to 50 to even 60% of the time it's not a spirit. It's just energy, whatever. But then you do get entities. And I don't have to come to your home to get a vibe that this is an entity. So you have energy spirit there in your home, and one is a child. Now, have you always lived in this, the house you're in now, have you always lived in that home, or were there other occupants before you?
There were other occupants before me, and we just moved here a couple years back, but we were feeling and hearing things at the previous home that we were in, too, that was a child as well. So this spirit has followed me, apparently.
Well, they can, a spirit can follow you. They, a lot of spirits are sort of imprisoned in the environment they're in because they were human in form, and there's a certain
connection
restriction
to
how far they can go in their area. But there are spirits that can hitch a ride. They're like, what do you call them? And when stowaways. They can hitch a ride on your vessel, on your body, on your energy field, and move with you. So there's something in that element, Christy, that I think you probably might have three or four spirits there. But I know you do have a child spirit. Are there, and now in your family, did anyone go into the medical field, any medical people in the family background?
That are currently still alive or that have passed?
No,
it doesn't matter.
No, they don't have to be alive.
Okay. There is actually my aunt, but she's alive. She's a nurse, but other than that,
I'm
sorry, say that again?
She actually lives in my grandmother's house, and my grandmother passed in that house, so that is interesting.
Okay. So the aunt that's a nurse lives in the grandmother's house that is deceased. And yes, you did ask Keisha that question.
Yeah, about an eye.
About the eye.
Did you hear our firm? Is Keisha still around? She leave?
She's gone.
Well, your call and the former caller, Keisha, there's a connection between, her incident, she had a ex, her brother's ex, committed suicide. She's trying to figure out why, and some of the message I was getting about her is applying to you.
Wow.
So the spirits that I don't think that suicide case and that incident was able to get through in a direct way yet to me, but the energies that did hit me in that reading apply to you. Now I do believe that there's some possible energy form that I was getting in that former reading that might be applicable to Keisha's situation. But as far as you, Christy's situation is concerned, I'm hearing spirit forms directly coming from so they're around. And one is a child, yes. And to your knowledge, has anyone ever broken a leg or a limb in your immediate family zone?
My son broke his arm.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
That was about a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah, you have spirit form. The best I could say, because I'm starting to talk with them and for some reason they're moving around me because maybe they feel comfortable with me. There's a dialogue going on. I don't know from here where it goes, but if you feel comfortable or inclined, you can send us some pictures, maybe even do a reading. It's up to you.
She won't be able to do so unless she gets my email. So she'll need to email me on Blog Talk or connect with us on Facebook. Then I'll provide you my email address.
Okay.
Or yeah, you can call for a reading, 562-596-7818. But it would be interesting to look at the photos for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we'll look at the photos, and I'll look at that. If you want to do a reading, that's a different story, but we're willing to look at the photos and go from there. And but yeah, you have spirit forms. There's no doubt in my mind.
Thank you. At least I'm not crazy.
No, you're not crazy. You didn't sound crazy. Your question wasn't crazy. So thank you so much for finding our show, Christy. And hopefully you'll be in touch with those photos.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Your contact information. Okay. Thank you so much.
How much time do
we have? We have 15 minutes and 3 callers left. And so Christy can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. She can join us on Facebook. Our account is linked and she can email us there, send us a friend request, or just send me an email on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. 918 is next, then 407, then 602. 3 callers. We've got to keep these fairly short. 918.
Hi.
Who's this?
I think the eye, my name's Angela. I think the
Angela.
Eye thing was me because I almost lost my eye last month and got an infection.
What?
And very painful to have an infection in your eye. Extremely painful.
Yeah.
My child had fractured her hip.
Thanks for sharing that, Angela. You know, sometimes when I'm doing radio readings, it's like that who's the one that was in Ghost?
Whoopi Goldberg.
movie, sometimes I allude to that silly movie, but because there's so many truthful elements in it, and sometimes I'm hearing so many spirits while I'm doing a radio show that I'm thinking one at a time, just I can't figure out which one belongs to who.
Let's get Angela's birth date. What's your birth date, Angela?
10/18/68.
What's the month?
October.
Oh, 10. 10. Oh, birthday coming up. Happy birthday. Yeah. 10/18/68.
Oh, yeah, I don't celebrate.
She's a 34. Weird. Mm-hmm. Well, you should, but anyway.
All right.
What's your question, Angela?
Well, either about some work I'm involved in, or will I ever have time for a relationship?
Will you ever have time for a relationship? That's not for me to say.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say yes. You know, of course. You know, I think that seriously, you're here on the planet, first of all. You and I are the same number. We're a 34 equals 7 in numerology. And see, I have a relationship with Kristen. But I do spiritual work. And my spiritual work has to go before anything that I do in life, even on a personal level. I have to do spiritual work if I want to transcend the planet. You should be doing spiritual work. The relationship will come second to that. Do you have any spiritual interests? Are you helping people? Are you humanitarian? Are you doing, what are you doing?
Well, last week I had a sheriff indicted. That was pretty good.
A what?
A sheriff.
A sheriff what? I'm missing.
Okay,
the...
Tulsa County Sheriff Glanz. I was part of a group that impaneled a grand jury, and now he's indicted, has to face formal charges, and he's having to resign. This is a good thing. This is a victory for the people.
So you were on the jury?
No, I actually helped get the jury. We had to get 5,000 valid signatures, and he fought us all the way to the state Supreme Court. They said we couldn't get 2,000, and then we got almost 9,000, and it was a lot of work. Some members had to report to the FBI every single day. It wasn't easy.
Okay, Angela, that's part of the journey, yes. Have you ever been involved or had any interest in children or abused children or did anything with children in this lifetime?
Not so much. I plan to work with the Incarcerated Women of Oklahoma. We're number one in the world for incarcerating women, and I hate that.
You hate that? Okay, well,
of
I'm getting...
Of course I do. Taking the mothers away from the children, I guess, is a form of abuse, and... You want to look at it that way?
Yes, I am looking at it that way. Okay, so I'm putting my feelers on you. I am looking at it that way. So you have a higher agenda going on. Now, forgive me. Was there any alcoholism in your family background?
Just one great uncle that owned a bar. I don't know much about him.
But he owned a bar.
Great great uncle.
Okay, that's all I need to know because I'm gathering my nest load here. I'm getting attitude going on because I'm deciphering. You're born in 68. Well, let me look at something real quick here.
Go ahead and remind me.
So you're 56 years old.
You're
46.
Laugh.
Make an error in that. Okay. Back up. You're 46 years old. Really quickly, because we don't have a lot of time. We're going to get to the other two callers.
I'm listening.
What happened at the age of 34, Angela? 34.
Was involved with my daughter's father.
And there's been a divorce?
No, we never got married. He had some problems and.
Okay.
I was wise not to marry him.
I'm going to give you a more of a of a solid response to your question. You're going to be in a relationship.
Okay.
You're going to be in a relationship. I've had to gather a few things, and because of the constrictions of a radio reading and the people.
I got it.
But yeah, you're going to be in one. So, and you're 46 right now. So your energy of being in a relationship is anywhere between now and the age of 49. I can't calculate the precise time zone. I can give you a window right now. Calculating the precise time takes more time. But mm-hmm. yes, you're going to be in one. And it will be a very wonderful kind of loving energy, and that is incorporated into your life, your busy life. So yes, you're going to be in one, and I take that seriously because I like to be right. So I carefully examine things before I say them, and you're going to be in one sometime between 46 and 49. I don't know yet which age, but it's going to be in that window as we speak.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay, Angela.
Thank you for your time.
Back. Take care. Okay. Let's take Michelle's call.
Hello,
hi.
Neil and Kristen. Hi, good morning.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good, thanks. 10/17/74. This is Michelle. Birthday. She's 30 equals 3. Go ahead, Michelle.
I have a question. I've always thought that there was something interesting between my birth date and my mother's birth date.
Oh,
and,
okay.
We also never really got along. And I was wondering if Neil could tell me, like, not necessarily why, but, like, how I could get over it. And my mom's birthday was January 17th, 1947.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Well, I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, big obvious.
Wow.
I mean, you're both a 30.
You're
both a 30.
Yeah.
And your years are inverted.
And they've got
and
those
11. And you're born the same diet.
Got to end their 11 between
time.
Them. Ugh.
Huge energy. You didn't get along with her because, you see, your master numbers are 3 and 3. That's a 6, right? And the journey between your day, 1 and 7, 1 and 7, from 1 to 7 is a 6. So you have a karmic, that's on the karmic side of your birth date, and you have a karmic confusion in the energy with her. There's a karma confusion, meaning there's a karma conflict that in this lifetime manifested as mother and daughter conflict. So you have and see your mom, you have a 0 in your month where she just has a 1. That's the big difference, as opposed to your years being inverted. And you speak as though your mother's not around. Has she crossed over?
Yes, she has.
Uh-huh. So
young.
So, yeah, she was young. And let me ask you something, Michelle. I don't recall. In your lifetime, have you or anyone around you had a bad car accident? Didn't kill you, but it was a bad car accident.
She was in one. She was in a few, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting is the first few pages of introducing you to the explanation that you're seeking. And it comes from a karma. It comes from a past life. So there's something along that route. There's something in the family history. Because, you know, every time we come back, we don't always come back in the same family. We could have lived in a lifetime in China. We could have been in Russia. We could have been anywhere. But we gather in each lifetime, we gather the energy forms of all kinds of things in terms of our earthly experience. In your case, however, you and your mother go back a couple of lifetimes together. And I sense that there is a family strain in the energy that might be a maternal reoccurrence. So there might be harsh mother elements that might have been going on. Her mother may have been harsh, but your grandmother then therefore wasn't harsh to you. Sometimes that occurs in that leapfrog energy. And so, you know, I am getting activity from her from the other side. So there seems to be some comments that she's trying to throw at me. And is there anyone in the family who's a baseball fan? Anyone who likes baseball?
My grandmother likes baseball.
Yeah, and that's the grandmother I was talking about. So we're beginning to understand the early parts of the dialogue and connecting to your mother and explaining some of this stuff. But we won't have time to get to any more because we're almost out of time and we got to get to another caller. But this is a good introduction.
Okay, Michelle. Hope that helps.
All right. Thank you.
602 is our last caller, Neil. Who's this, please?
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
This is Evelyn from Arizona.
Oh, hey, Evelyn. What's your birthday again? I remember you were 4, but I don't have your birthday.
9/26/58.
9/26/58.
How do you remember?
17. I don't know. Am I right?
You're
don't
right. How would you know? How do you remember that?
I just remember. I don't know. I just remember everybody's details for some reason. Okay. I just do. What's your question, Evelyn?
I was wondering, am I on the right path towards a changing of a career?
Okay, a changing of a career, and I think that was the discussion last
changing
time.
Changing of a career. I thought she said can-can.
Yeah, she wants to be a can-can dancer. Evelyn, you were trying to do something in a different field the last time we talked. So how is that going?
Well, I believe from the last time it was changing from one location to a different location in the career, and that went, and that happened, so that's all good.
But, right, but there was like an opening about your own business, wasn't there?
Right. I haven't, I was just wondering if that was still a go, because I was looking for a second job, too, and it just didn't happen, so I was wondering if that's something I should still be looking into, or just maybe go into my own business. Or staying where I'm at.
What kind of business do you want to go into?
Restaurant. Coffee shop. I was looking more. Yeah.
Coffee shop.
Well, you've got to devote, you know, restaurant business, sure. But I don't see any problem with you going to
Which
that.
Is,
but you got
coffee shop is kind of like a restaurant. It's coffee shop.
Yeah.
Sorry. Same thing.
You got to devote your whole life to it. I mean, you got to devote your time to it. It's restaurant business is very tough and it's very time-consuming, and you've got to put a lot of energy into it and just live it. You live it. You live there. You love it. You work hard, and you build, like a pioneer, out of the ground your business. And if you're into that, your energy, Evelyn, suggests success, but with hard work. And so the only reason I would say not to go into it, it would be a dismal failure, and I just don't see any energy for, investing in your time and effort into it. But I do see that glow going on. I see like lamps all around you being lit. So that's a good sign that something out there is encouraging me to suggest to investigate the restaurant business. I did that with a client. I've had a lot of clients in restaurant businesses, and one I even told the name of the restaurant that they would buy. And sure enough, they were in another country. They slipped and broke their leg, and they looked up from the ground, and there was the name of the restaurant. That
pub, right?
Oh,
it
wow.
Was a pub. Yeah, in England. And so, yeah, you know, these miraculous little stories happen. And for you, I would say yes, but it's going to take a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
I mean, that's the answer to your restaurant question.
Right. Because it was either, you know, do this job and a part-time job or just go into business myself. Because either way, it looks like I would be working, you know, 12, 14-hour days only for other people.
Well, you know, you have to determine, do you want to work for other people or do you want to work on your own? The part-time job, how much is the command in salary a year?
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be a whole lot in that, maybe. You know, that's just it, the part-time job. It would.
Did you come to the planet to work did you come to the planet to work part-time and not make much money, or did you come to do the best you could do?
I came to do the best I could do.
Well, then do your own business and work hard at it and you know, go step by step. Don't come down to the planet and do something half-assed. You know, be full-fledged.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's encouraging because I was just kind of feeling not doubtful, but just, I don't know, I feel like I needed to.
Sometimes
it's
hard when you're faced with a big project to get through all the steps, I know, but sometimes that encouragement is helpful to staying on track.
Especially you don't really have anybody to talk to about it and decipher it. It's kind of, so it would be pretty much all on my own.
Well, that's
fun. Sometimes that's
right. Well, there can be fun in that if you're passionate and you want to do it and you start to work and you're not afraid of work and you're not afraid of exploring. You know, this is your life, Evelyn. You know, you got to define it and get on it. You're getting up there in years. Do it.
Well, and that's just it. I am getting up there in years. I'm like, and I think that sometimes might be the part that gets a little scary. But then again, you know, a lot of people have started stuff later on in life.
It's never too late.
Successful enough that I only have to be in for it for 10 years and I can retire. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's never too late. You work hard and do it.
Yeah, keep us posted, Evelyn.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
You both have a great day.
You too. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. We're back on the air Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for joining us.